You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I say we get right to it.
I would love to.
Right to it. We have two lines still open, but Kyle is occupying one line. Hello, Kyle.
How's it going?
Hey, we're good.
I got to say, it's been a fun day. Jeremy and I are both giving this at least an 8.5 today.
Yeah, I'm putting in at least 75% today. So,
yeah, of your effort?
Of my effort, yeah.
Jeremy's giving 75% effort. I went the whole 92%.
Whoa, look at that. Yeah, all in.
I really tried hard today, Kyle. How much effort are you putting in at work today, Kyle?
I'm going to go with 98%.
Whoa.
I don't believe you.
Okay, 62.
That's better.
I believe it.
That's
okay.
Better.
What do you don't have to try to impress us.
What do you do for work, Kyle?
I work for a little oil and gas company in Denver.
A little one, huh?
Little one.
Yeah, I think 62% might be about right.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the taps are just open. That oil and
gas basically pumps
just
itself. I mean.
Yeah, what do you do? I mean, you're not wildcatting or anything, are you, Kyle?
Oh, no. No wildcatting.
What do you do then for the oil and gas? The little oil and gas company?
Do a lot of, like, financial analyst for them. So, looking at values of everything we have going on.
How are things looking? Pretty good?
Yeah.
Pretty
should
good.
I buy stock? Pretty should good. I buy stock today or not?
I'd go for it.
You're dropping down into the 50s right now, buddy.
You're over this. He's over it. He's like, I just called to play the game.
He's like, I don't even listen. Somebody called and handed me the phone.
It's all right.
I listen to you guys every day. You're the best thing on the radio in Denver.
My goodness. And here we are.
Now we're back at it.
Chops. Now you're back up to 70%.
Are you just
cowboy?
Kissing our butts right now, Kyle, because you want the prize?
No. You guys are great.
All right.
Okay. Well, I believe
it's a nice thing for you to say.
It is.
I kind of, after all of that, I kind of want him to give a plug to his oil and gas company. Do you?
Because
I'm going to look up their financials to
might
see how
well.
They're really doing.
Tell us about this little company. What's the name of it?
We're not public, so you won't find us.
So I can't buy stock. I cannot do it. But he wasn't kidding when he said it's a little company.
Teeny tiny.
It's mom and pop oil and
little
gas.
Little cans of oil they sell. Is it cooking oil?
Vegetable
it's
oil.
Pam. He works for Pam.
Yeah. Works for Pam.
Pam. Yep.
I'll tell you what, man. If you sold olive oil, I would want to be your best friend.
Yeah.
That stuff's getting expensive.
I'm in the spray division.
The spray? I'm in the aerosol division.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, let's play Rattle Off. Kyle, are you ready?
I am ready.
I will say this to everyone who's on hold. We beg every day for people. Once we get a winner, we say, please, the rest of you don't hang up because we're still going to want to come talk to you. And yet everybody always hangs up.
Yeah. Just chill out for a sec. We want to meet you.
We still want to say hi.
Yeah.
Besides, Kyle may not get it.
All right. Let's see what he
does. 10 seconds. 10 seconds, you macho man. You. We want 5 chains of gyms. You know, the gym where you go work out. We need 5 gym chains. Ready?
Okay.
And go.
24-hour fitness, Gold's Gym, Lifetime. What's the one?
Time's up.
Oh, you got 4.
Vasa.
You got Planet in.
Vasa and Choose. And yeah, Planet Fitness.
He got that in just at the buzzer, but that was 4. Would we accept Orange Theory? Is that
I would have accepted that, yeah. Kyle, you didn't do it.
Gym, though.
You got 4, man. That's pretty good. But not enough to get the prize.
Not too bad.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's pretty good. We enjoyed talking to you. Thank you, sir, for spending your mornings with us. We hope you have a great day at the Little Oil and Gas Company.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Bye, Kyle.
Bye, buddy. He's a good man. You know, he let us bust his chops.
I know.
And
he just sat there
sat
and
right
took it.
There, took it. Yeah. Amber, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
How would you react if we were all snarky with you?
You know, I'd probably put my 6-year-old on with you, my 7-year-old.
Oh, God. Let's not get snarky with her then.
No, let's
not.
I got 3 in the car with me. You can have any one of them.
Please take
them. Today.
Are you going to school with all of them or just running errands? What are you doing?
I am a homeschool mom, and we're part-time virtual, and our internet's not working, so we're heading to the library.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Bum some Wi-Fi. Good.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not? That's what it's there for.
Do you have to, are you part of any kind of homeschooling association?
We're doing virtual through Colorado Connections Academy, and then okay. I do a little bit of my own stuff with my preschooler.
All right.
If they're in trouble, who do you send them to? There's no principal to send them to.
I know, and I don't have good discipline, so, you know.
Why not?
We just wait till dad gets home.
Oh, wait till your dad gets home. Dad's the principal.
Oh, that's
funny. Yep, I'm the fun one.
That is funny.
All right.
I'm the fun. She's the Disney mom. You're funny. Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready for us?
I am. It is like my worst nightmare, but I'm going to give it my best shot. My kids are like, you got to try.
Oh, this is not your worst nightmare. It's a silly little game.
I know. I want to win so bad.
Now, your kids cannot help you. They're going to try shouting stuff out. That's not allowed. We will disqualify you.
I already told them. We listen to you all the time.
They have to sit very quiet.
They have to be quiet.
Is your radio turned all the way down?
Yes.
All right. Do not repeat the category out loud. Just give us the five. 10 seconds. We've tried this one a few times in the last couple of weeks because football season's almost upon us.
Oh, no.
You can do it.
Come on. 10 seconds.
Okay. Five penalties in football.
Oh, you can do this one before.
You can do it. Ready and go.
Roughing the passer. Helmet to helmet. Horse collar. Excessive celebration.
Oh, tripping. I needed a tripping.
Just a simple offside.
Offsides.
Good. Offsides. Holding.
Amber, darn it.
Pass interference.
Oh, my gosh. My husband and I are finishing our basement so that he has a nest to watch football away from me.
He's got a football nook?
what's he putting in there?
Football season's coming. I need my own space away from football season.
Yeah, that's cool. You sound like me.
What is he putting in his nook?
It's just going to be like the thickest pad and carpet with a big couch and a TV. Just a cozy spot.
Just to crank it up and have a little mini fridge down there. And
well, that's wonderful.
But the hangout spot.
Amber, that's wonderful, but please don't ever say cozy again on this radio station, okay?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. How could I?
You are absolutely charming and delightful. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You guys too.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening with your children. We appreciate that.
Four again, man.
Four.
Got to be quick.
People are getting close, but no cigar. Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Hello.
What are you doing today?
I am not working today.
All right.
What do
you work other days or do you never work?
Yes. No, I'm a dental hygienist.
Oh, we had one on yesterday.
Yeah. Wasn't you, was it?
No, I was working yesterday. I need a mental health day now.
I don't blame you.
Yep.
So what are you going to do with your day?
Job. I'm actually going to look at some properties for my parents who are moving to town.
Oh, is that good news or bad news?
Depending on who you talk to.
Good I'm talking
for
to you.
Me, maybe bad news for my husband.
Uh-oh, yeah. Mother-in-law is going to be around all the time now.
That's right.
Does he not really get along with your mom that well?
Actually, they do. They get along pretty well, but they've always
pretty
had
well.
Space.
But yeah, I was going to say, she's going to be over more often now, and that gets annoying.
Right.
Let me tell you what. I will tell you right now.
Yeah, don't tell him. Please, don't.
Punching line three for her, Jeremy, so she can hear the song.
Yeah, you're good.
You ready?
Yeah.
I'm playing this for you and your husband, Michelle.
Mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law. Mother-in-law. She's going to be right down the street.
Mm-hmm. Over all the time for dinner.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you how to redecorate the house.
That's you know what? You should have, your husband should have a little powwow with Nicole, Jeremy's wife, and compare mother-in-law notes.
Okay. All right. You might have to.
Oh, my mother-in-law's a saint.
Your mother-in-law or your mother?
Oh, she's the best. Oh, my mother or mother-in-law? They're both fantastic, Dom. Thank you for asking.
There you go, Jer. Well said.
They're great.
Brown noser.
They're so good. My mother-in-law wants to move into our basement at some point.
I think it's a great idea.
She brings it up every time we're with her.
I think that's a great idea for two reasons. One,
I think it's going to
be
so great.
It'd be great for the show. It'd be great for the show, for topics for the show.
It'll bring us so much closer.
And secondly, it allows her to develop a closer bonding relationship with her grandchildren.
Yep, I think I'm really going to work on this. I'm going to give her a little nook in the basement.
Run.
With padding and a lock on the door. And.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Eek.
Well, you know.
Eek. Good luck.
All right, thanks. I need it.
10 seconds. 10 seconds. We need five brands of jeans.
Dim jeans.
Five brands of dim jeans. Ready and go.
Levi's, George Ash, V Cavaricci.
V Cavaricci's were big in like the 90s, weren't they?
Well, so were Jordache was like the 80s.
Now you know my age.
I have not heard V Cavaricci's in 30 years.
And I'm cracking up over Jordache.
They didn't exist.
Oh my gosh,
what
that's hilarious.
What about Gap jeans, you know, or Lucky or Sevens or...
I said Lucky right at the end.
Kirkland.
Kirkland
jeans.
Oh my God!
Don't wear those.
No, he does. No. He's got a pair on right now.
No.
Why? They look just like any other jeans you'd see.
They don't, buddy. They don't. I've tried to tell him for years because he gives me crap that I wear $200 jeans. All right. And I've told him, you might not be able to tell the difference. Women can tell the difference. Michelle, am I right? Yeah.
You are so right. You are so right.
I look
right.
good. He I can rock my Kirkland jeans. Rocking them. I can get jeans and a rotisserie chicken at the same time.
Yeah, and your jeans look like they got a rotisserie chicken in them.
Well, that's just
in
me.
The back.
That's just
and in
me.
The back. It's in the back. Is the problem.
I got chicken booty.
Oh.
All right, Michelle, you didn't get it.
No, but we really enjoyed talking with you, though.
All right, you guys. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Okay, good. We'll be right here.
See you later.
Thank you for listening. One of my favorite Steely Dan songs is called Josie. And here's Josie on the line.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, girl.
You've probably never heard of that song or that band, but that's okay.
No, I usually hear...
The
Josie's
Pussycats.
On a vacation far away. So.
Oh, yeah, that's another good song.
And I'm actually heading to a vacation today. So.
Hey, Bragger.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Alabama, to Orange Beach.
Oh, my goodness. I've tried telling Jeremy and some other people about what they call the Redneck Riviera.
I hear it's
and the
beautiful.
Beaches down in Alabama are gorgeous.
Yeah, legendary.
They are. I would have never, ever guessed that they would be that good, but it's in the
Ain't
Gulf.
Ain't it the truth?
So.
Yeah. It's the Gulf, exactly.
My friend Kathy Kruzik, she works with the Travel Writers Association. I remember one time she sent me some photos. She texted me some photos, Josie, and it was just from this condo looking out at the beach. She goes, guess where I am just from these photos? And I was like, Hawaii, the Caribbean, blah, blah, blah. She goes, no, I'm in Alabama. And I was like, oh, my gosh. She goes, it's a really well-kept secret. They got nice beaches.
I'm looking at the pictures right now. You would think you were in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I feel kind of bad for saying that on the radio now because everyone's going to want to go there.
No, this is beautiful.
They won't anyway because they still have this. Alabama still, sadly, and I think unfairly, has a stigma attached to it.
It does.
Because people are like, I'm not going to a beach in Alabama. I was like, well, all right. Then
it's
well,
beautiful.
You're missing out because it's
you're
pretty great.
Out.
It looks cool. Look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
We
stuff,
got a condo
man.
Right on the beach on the first floor, and I'm so excited.
Oh, good for you. I mean, are you just renting this, or do you guys own one there?
We don't own one. We're actually going there. My boyfriend is from Alabama, so we have a wedding to go to, and then we're heading down to the beach. So we rented a condo for 4 nights, and
how romantic!
Right on the beach, bottom floor. Oh, I'm so excited!
You guys are gonna live it up.
That's so cool.
Yeah, we are.
Do you think he's gonna propose this weekend?
I kind of hope so, but I don't think so.
This is it. It's going to be a wedding. There's going to be feels in the air.
Wait a minute, Josie. Surprise, you've got the wedding. Feeling that you've got the feeling that that's what this trip is about.
This
you?
Is. It is what it's about.
I mean, I keep bugging him about it, so maybe.
This is it. It's going to happen.
Well, how long have you guys been a couple?
A little over 2 years.
Yeah, that's a perfect like time.
Perfect.
Yeah,
out on the beach.
I keep telling him he's 30, so we need to get a move on this.
Yeah,
he's
ancient.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
Yeah, that's good.
Perfect.
Ages.
Get married.
I tell everybody to wait until they're 30, but you know, if you get engaged now and you put the wedding
Do
off
it.
About a year, you'd be like, what, 28 and a half? You're getting close.
Yeah,
it's
to
perfect.
30.
I bet he builds a little little sandcastle on the beach out there, and he'll put the ring in it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh
yeah.
Build
like,
a little
and
moat
then it'll
around
get washed
it.
Away by the ocean.
No, no,
wave.
No. He'll be like, get into that castle, and you'll be like, oh, this is fun. And you'll be like, oh, my God, there's a ring in here.
Oh, no.
And he'll get down on one knee.
And he'll say, Josie, will you make me the happiest man in the world?
I love you so much.
I love you, babe.
Take me now, and you guys will make out in the water.
Right there on the beach.
The seagulls will land on you.
Poop on you.
Oh, hey, that's good luck.
Poop?
Seagulls
yeah,
pooping on you is good luck?
Seagull. Yeah.
Says who?
My mom, when I got pooped on.
Your
when
mom.
I
went
there, when I was like...
My mom, when I got pooped on.
That's the line
it made
of the
me
day.
Feel better.
Yeah, well, yeah. Your mom's gonna tell you anything so you don't cry.
I always like to announce the text of the day and the like phone call / comment of the day.
That's funny.
And you just got it. My mom told me when I got pooped on.
Well, good.
Well, I am. I'm so excited that you're getting engaged this weekend. This is so good for you.
Hold on, I'm looking up seagull poop good luck. This is now in my search.
She just made it up, so she didn't cry.
No,
maybe like seven?
I just found it. Perhaps the most famous of bird superstitions, if you're unfortunate enough to get pooped on by a bird, it's actually a sign of good luck.
Woo!
Well, look at that.
Mama
so it doesn't have to be
right.
a, it doesn't have to
Any
be a
bird.
Seagull. It could be a pigeon. It doesn't matter, but it's good luck.
Huh. I kind of want to be pooped on now.
I know, like I might be standing outside for a little while.
Somebody just tuned in as I said that.
Oh, I love that.
It's the first thing
and they're like, heard. What are we listening to?
They're like, okay, next station.
What's your boyfriend's name?
Taylor.
Taylor.
Where'd you meet him?
Taylor and Josie.
We actually met in 2020 at our apartment hot tub. After they opened up our pool again, and
really?
We have literally been together ever since.
Literally?
Literally?
Literally.
Were you guys like in the hot tub together then? Is that what how this all played out?
Yeah, so he came out of the gym, but he was wearing a sling. So I was like, what the heck were you doing in the gym if you're wearing a sling? So, of course, I had to ask him about it, and then... I ran away from him, and then I saw him like 5 days later, and he got my number, and we went on our first date, like a sunset walk. And
a sunset walk on a first date. That's a solid.
Everything was kind of closed down.
Solid
still,
date.
So.
Yeah,
wow.
Okay.
There wasn't
this was
a lot,
meant to
but
be. This was meant to
with,
be.
I bet you he proposes
up with a beer
at sunset.
For me and a beer for him, and I was like, oh my God, you're the one.
What kind of beer?
Yeah, that's going to be
oh
the. We're going to judge here.
So it was a Coors Banquet.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, it's Colorado.
I know, because he just moved here, so
yeah,
he was
he
like,
didn't know any better.
He thought it was
I
cool,
know.
Right? Yeah.
Now we only drink craft. Don't worry.
Okay. Very good. Smart move.
We love Upslope.
Yes, I love Upslope,
oh, yeah,
too.
Yeah, that. That's good.
All right.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, I have to go back one more second to getting pooped on, since that's of interest to so many people. There is a site here that says in the breaking news coming out of the Institute of Bird Scatology, scientists have been studying to see if it is good luck. And here's one of their stories. A man who had just been pooped on
mm-hmm.
went into the water to get the feces off his head. He noticed a $100 bill on the sand.
Oh, my God.
So this is where it started?
This is where
That's
it started,
like
I guess.
That's instant good
yeah,
luck.
Yeah, he instantly got $100 for being defecated on.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it was worth it. Especially if it was on his head. That's pretty bad.
There's a whole industry built on that, actually.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
Right. That's so true. You know it's true.
Yeah, here. I'll give you $100 if.
Oh, gosh.
Also, good luck.
No.
Okay, stop. No.
That's funny. Josie, you know, we still have to play Rattle Off.
I know. We still haven't played the game.
I know. I'm kind of nervous.
After all this, you're still nervous.
How
huh?
could you still be yeah. nervous now?
We're like best friends.
We have been talking for coming up on 8 minutes.
Oh, gosh.
That's longer than you talked to Taylor. Was that his name?
Yeah.
That's longer than you talked to him before he was trying to get your number.
Yeah. We're practically dating now.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And poor Sarah's still waiting on the line behind you. She's been waiting for 20 minutes.
Jeremy and I should take you to the beach.
Yeah.
You guys can totally show up. We can go to the Floribama and...
Yeah, we'll do that, and we'll take pictures once you get proposed to. We'll be there.
I'm not that far away.
We'll video.
I mean, I'm just down the highway from you guys, so yeah. I could actually be there pretty quickly.
You could.
So.
All right.
Let's play Rattle Off.
All right.
If you don't get it, the only other person who has stayed on the line this long is poor Sarah. She's been holding
minutes,
for over 20
man.
Minutes.
20 minutes.
Well, if I don't get it, Sarah, you
We're
got
just going to give it to Sarah, I think.
I think that's right.
Wait a minute.
Well, if you don't get she's been holding for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, I have been fun to talk to.
Well, there. Yeah.
That's true. It's true. 10 seconds. Really, if you don't get this, Josie, I mean, come on.
Oh, it can I feel be, like I'm not going to get it now. You're jinxing me.
It can be almost anything, but in 10 seconds, give us 5 things you would see in a dentist office. 5 things you might see in a dentist office. Ready? And go!
Mirror, toothpaste, toothbrush, x-ray cape thing, tooth cleaner, scraper.
Yeah, X-ray cape thingy.
The X-ray cape
I don't know
thing.
The actual name.
It's like that. Yeah, it's that lead blanket thing
it's
they put
a
on
lead
you.
Shield or something.
Yeah, for the X-rays.
Yeah, we get it.
I would have accepted carpet, door, people.
Light.
You didn't even say
well,
dentist.
A chair.
Which is funny.
Funny enough, my mom was actually in the dental industry for like 10 years. So.
Oh my gosh.
Well,
so
I think you
I'm
got
a
5.
Regular person so. There.
You are a
winner!
Give our best.
Start off my vacation.
Ain't it though?
Yeah.
Give our best to your soon to be fiance.
To
okay?
your lover.
Okay.
I will.
Have a great weekend.
You're so charming. Hold on,
thank
and
you.
Josh will come back and tell you about your prize. So don't go away.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Sarah, it's been 22 minutes. What do you think?
It's been a while, but that's okay. It's been entertaining.
Well, good. Yeah.
You have any poop stories that you want to share with us?
You ever been pooped on?
Any poop stories? Oh, yeah. I'm a nurse, so I have plenty of those.
You got poop for days. You probably have poop under your fingernails right now.
Ew, no. No, no, no. I wear gloves. Come on now.
Okay. All right. My bad.
Where do you do this nursing, by the way?
I do my nursing. I'm a health and wellness director. So
oh, okay.
I work at an assisted living memory care facility.
Oh, you're a good human. Thanks for doing that work.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're very
no,
important.
No, I love memory care. Memory care is my favorite, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I see a lot of those places opening up now, too. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
What do you do for fun?
I actually play cribbage for fun.
Cribbage.
I haven't played that in years.
Cribbage.
I've got a cribbage board
yeah.
still, but I bet I haven't played it in over 10 years.
Yeah, It's so much fun. I love that game. And
I've never done it.
And no one knows how to play it.
Isn't that the truth? Because I have asked people before, and they're like, I don't know. And I try to tell them it's not that hard to learn. I mean, it's
the board with the little pegs in it, right?
The pegs.
The little pegs. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My parents had a cribbage set growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I suck at math. I mean, like, I'm really bad at math, so.
All you gotta do is count, Sarah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I mean, it's not that hard.
Well, I mean, you have to add up to 15, and now I know how to add, like, every single number to 15, so it
there
works.
You go.
Okay.
You know, I was at a Panera yesterday to do some work, to do some writing, and there was a table, two tables, with games going on. One table, there was three people sitting there playing Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah.
And at another table, they were playing backgammon.
Is that big? Like, is that what they do at Panera's? They play games?
That's what I guess people go now, and they sit there. Because it was not like during lunch hours. It was like 2 mm-hmm. o'clock in the afternoon, 3 o'clock.
Just killing time, huh?
So it's like downtime, and they go there, and they'll get a soda or something, and then they play their board
games.
I'm
going to do that. I'm going to bring in Hungry Hungry Hippo and tear it up.
Wouldn't that be great? I'll tell you what. The Panera right next to the radio station, if you go in, there's a group of women who frequently go in and play cards.
Really?
It's like four or five women, and they're constantly in there playing cards. I see them in there all the time. It's right there.
Yeah, I only play with my mom because she knows how to play. So,
boy, cribbage. I'm glad you brought
that
up.
But I beat her.
Do you?
I do.
Rub it in her face.
In the game, you mean.
Yeah, no. Please, get off me.
Well, are you going to call us back tomorrow to play Rattle Off, you think?
Yes, I will try again.
You should.
And on top of that, I was playing along, and that football question, I got that one.
So you would have won with that.
Because actually, my great-great-uncle was vice president of the Green Bay Packers for 24 years.
Oh, you so caught Dom's attention. Football. Dom loves the Packers.
That's my all-time favorite team. I'm a
that's
cheese.
That's my all-time favorite team.
What was his name?
Dominic Olenicek.
Oh, look, now we're obviously going to bond over this.
His name's Dominic, too.
It's Dominic.
Dom loves the color green.
Oh, but look him up. He was also the mayor, too.
What
the
a mayor.
Uh-huh.
Mayor Dominic.
That's fantastic.
That's pretty cool.
Well, you have been an absolute delight to talk to. Call us back sometime and play, will you, please?
Absolutely, I will.
All right,
Sarah.
You
guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.